Ahure mana जहां हरि पद पाद सेव नाशरे कबल पीतन मरण पाद सेव नाशरे पूजन सखी जन आत्मनिवेदन पूजन सखी जन आत्मनिवेदन गोविंद दत्त हरे राम पूजन सखी जन आत्मनिवेदन गोविंद जहुरे मन श्रीनंद नंदन संभय जगार दुर्लभ मानव जन्म सत्संग कर जपलुख रमला ನನ್ನ ನನ್ನ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರ ಬಿಂದರೆ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಸಂಗ್ ಬೈ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದಾಸ್, ಪೋಯೆಟ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದಾಸ್. ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಆಲ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ವರ್ಕ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಕೋಆಪರೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. If our mind is disturbed, if his mind is dragging us to something else, then it is very difficult to concentrate in one sort of business. That is practice. Therefore, the yoga system means to control the mind. It is a mechanical process of controlling the mind, because without controlling the mind, without the mind being not disturbed, nobody can make any spiritual thought. But our Vaishnava system is to engage the mind directly in devotional service so that it may not go outside the scope of devotional service. That is our system and that is practice. If we concentrate our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna or chant Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Padasevanam, then automatically mind becomes controlled. The yogis are trying artificially to control the mind, but they are failing. There are many instances, big yogis failed. So anything done artificially is not possible to be perfectly done. Therefore, the system of controlling the mind means you give the mind better engagement, then mind will not be attracted by inferior engagement. This is the science or secret of success. So Govinda Das is trying to fix up the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, which is known as Abhaya Charan. Abhaya means where there is no fear. Just like we deposit our money in a reliable bank because we think there is no fear of loss. That is called Abhaya, without any fear. And Charana means lotus. Govinda Das is advising his mind, Hure Mano, my dear mind. Hure, addressing the mind. Bhaja Hure Mano. Bhaja. Bhaja means be engaged in devotional service. Bhaja Hure Mano. Sinanda Nanda. In the service of Krishna, the son of Nanda, there may be many Krishnas, but we are concerned with the particular Krishna who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj and the son of Vasudeva. Therefore, he says particularly, just like we identify one person, his name, his father's name, then it is perfectly identified. So, he says, Sinandana, Bhajahure Mana Sinandana, Avaya Charana Arvind. His lotus feet is secure, to take shelter. There are many slokas in the Bhagavatam about it. Samasita ji padapallabam plavam mahatpadam punna jaso murari. Mahatpadam. Under the lotus feet of Krishna, the whole material creation is resting. So, if such a gigantic creation can rest, I am insignificant, tiny living being. If I take shelter at the lotus feet, which is fearless of Krishna, then my security is guaranteed. Ajahure mana sinandanandana abhaya charanara gindari durlabha manava janama satsang taraha ebhava sindhu. Durlabha, very rarely got this human form of life. Dullaha manava janama. So, in order to fix up our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, it is necessary that we should live in the association of devotees. Dullaha manava janama satsanga. Satsanga means in the association of devotees. We don't live in the association of devotees. If we try to fix up our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna independently, it will be not. It will be failure. Therefore, he says, satsang in the association of devotees. Tarahai ebhava sindhu. The real purpose of life is to cross over the ocean of nisans. So, if we fix up our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna in the association of devotees, then we can very easily cross over the ocean of nisans, the material existence. Then, what is my present business? Now, my present business is Sita Yatava Bhata Bharishana Idina Jamini Jagi. My material engagement is that I don't care for severe cold, I don't care for scorching heat, I don't care for keeping at night, I am working hard day and night. Sita Yatava Bhata Bharishana Idina Jamini Jagi. And what for? Na kripana. Bifale sevi no kripana duraja. For the service of kripana duraja. Kripana duraja means outsiders. The so-called material, society, friendship, love, etc. They are actually outsiders. They cannot give me actual spiritual advancement of life. But we are engaged in the service of society, fancy or love, nationalism, socialism, so many. Our engagement are various. But that is bifala. Bifala means without any result. Result will be that I will create a certain type of mentality in order to protect the so-called country, society, family. And at the time of death, I will have to accept a body according to my mentality. So people are accepting so many abominable means to carry on this business of society, fancy, love, so-called. The result is that he is developing a certain type of mentality which is not human, and the result will be next life he will be forced to accept a body according to that mentality. Therefore, kripana duraja. Kripana means miser. They will not give me any intelligence, any enlightenment of my real need of life. But still, we are engaged in the service of such durajana, outside. Bifala se mune kripana durajana chapala sukhala bolagire. And there is little happiness. Otherwise, how a man can work so hard day and night? The happiness is sexanya, chop, flicker. Govind, Vidyapati saying, that happiness is just like a drop of water in the desert. Desert requires water, but if you take little water and sprinkle over it, now take water. So what is the value of that water? Similarly, we are hankering after eternal happiness. What this society, friendship and love will give us. Therefore, we are simply wasting our time in the matter of deriving happiness from this so-called materialistic way of life, maintaining society, fancy, and so on. Simply wasting. Bifala. Bifala means without any good result. Bifala se minu kripana durajana chapala sukhala bala. Never mind. I shall enjoy personally. I have got my youthful life. I can earn money and I don't care for my family. Actually, this is now happening at the present moment. Nobody cares for family, but he is busy only for maintaining himself. To utilize his youthful life in so many things, merrymaking. So, Govindadas is advising, my dear mind, I accept that now you have got youthful life, you can enjoy. Therefore he said, edhana jauvana putra parijana ithe ki ache paratiti. This accumulation of wealth, earning money, and this youthful life, enjoying edhana jauvana putra parijana, and by society friendship as well, do you think, is there any actual happiness or transcendental happiness? It is something like water on the lotus leaf. Komala jala dala jivana talama. It is this existence of water is tilting. At any moment will fall. Actually, our this youthful enjoyment or money-making business, at any moment it can be finished. So, actually, you cannot believe or pin your faith in that sort of happiness. That is not good, because it can be finished at any moment. These people are engaged in making skyscraper buildings and bank balance and having good photo cars and so many things they are trying to enjoy, but forgetting that any moment it can be finished. Any moment. So, it is just like komala jala dala, keeping water on the lotus leaf. It does not stand, it is tilted, can fall down anymore. The example is very nice. Therefore, he is advising sravana kirtana, he is instructing the mind that don't do this, don't do this. So many negative things. Then the next question will be, then actually mind may ask Govinda Das, actually what you want to do? You are negativating all these material engagements, that's not life. Then what is your positive proposal? He says, yes, my positive proposal is this: savana kirtana smarana bandana pada sivana dasari pujana sakhijana atmanivedana Govinda Daso obhilasa. My dear mind, my desire is that you kindly help me hearing about this Abhaya Charanarvinda, Krishna, Sava, and let me chant about his glories, Savana Kirtana. Let me remember, let me serve his lotus feet, let me friendship with him, Atma, let me offer everything what I have got to him. These are my desires. If you kindly cooperate with me, and then I can do this. So this is a very instructive song. The summary of the mission of human life, anyone will follow this principle, will be actually happy, transcendental.